If you want to save money on your trading card purchases, we have a promo link over at 50cards.shop. Enter the promo code at night to get 5% off your order.
Hey everybody, welcome to Nexus at Night, your weekly Vanguard podcast. I'm Atlas.
I'm Root Beer.
And Matt's asleep, probably. Because he didn't reply, which means he didn't see it, which means he's asleep. So that's the wonder of recording on different coasts of the United States.
Yeah.
So today on the show, Bushiroad has decided we haven't learned from our mistakes of printing Luard and Shiranui. And we're doing it again. Night Rose and Harry are coming back to Overdress.
Yeah, maybe they learned their lesson.
Okay.
When Messiah came out after Chrono Jet, it was just worse.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it was just like fine. Like, it was strong enough to compete, but no one was complaining that Messiah is broken.
Yeah. And then, like, the Chrono Jet one was just good, and then Shiranui and Luard are bonkers. The problem is that by doing this still, not only has... Okay, it's not just a, oh, we're doing this because they're fan favorites. This now sets a pattern, right? This has been a pattern. So we now have, like, official, this is a pattern versus just...
I mean, I'd argue it's been a pattern. This is the fourth wave of Stride decks now.
I guess so. I mean, you're right. Sorry. When I say I guess so, I mean, I'm just kind of disappointed. And this is coming from somebody who plays Hari. I play Pale Moon. I have a soft spot for Pale Moon. And the reason for that is that literally every single time, Night Rose has been the better Stridebearer deck, whatever you want to do with it, V version. And I mostly put that down to how Grand Blue as a clan works, or Stoikeia now, where by playing the game, calling stuff, guarding with stuff, intercepting with stuff, it now goes into the drop zone where you can make use of it again. Pale Moon, meanwhile, has to set up its soul. And if you don't have the things to set up soul, you're just kind of, you know, SOL.
Yep.
There's that. And then, like, the higher impact stuff has never really been as high impact as Grand Blue. We haven't had a Stole Dragon. We haven't had that tight little resource loop of Columbard, Greedshade, and the boat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't have the kind of oomph to it. We've been meta before. That's not to say Pale Moon's terrible for all time, but it's just almost always the little brother to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure how they're going to make this work. Like with, G Pale Moon, it just kind of worked the way any other Pale Moon thing did. Like they made it more battle phase centric, which I like. I like the call a board, swing with it, suck it in, call a new board out. That's great. V was ridiculous. The stage was terrible. And now I don't know what they're gonna do now that it's,
I mean, they're just gonna do Magia again.
Probably. Which fine. If they bring back the keyword, great, because that means I can all that.
They put ritual on all the Luard stuff. Like, mm-hmm. There is a distinct possibility that they will.
Yeah. Was Dominate... Okay, so I know Domination with the Shiranui stuff, like, it says Dominate, but it's not... Is it put as a keyword, or is it just
action now? I don't believe it was ever a keyword originally, but, like, let me see.
It was.
Because
originally it was After Image, and then they were like, mm-hmm. We need to fix this.
Let me see. Because obviously, like, Obero is the same card, so it would be worded the same.
Right.
And then let me double check the strides. Yeah, it uses Dominate as a keyword.
Okay, so it looks like we're getting Magia again and Holo.
Most likely, because I forgot if Night Rose, because Night Rose came, I think both of these came up before the keywords were cemented, right?
I believe so. They were one of the earlier trial decks we got in, it was like GBT03, something like that. Because I remember being excited, and the problem was that you would just kind of call a board and there wasn't really stuff to do with it. You didn't really get your battle phase shenanigans until the very end of G with Master Harry, the suck two in, call three out. Because that was their, like, putting the screws to Chaos Breaker with that. Because you can suck in lock cards and call out a new board.
So, yeah, the TDs they were in, I think, introduced their keywords.
Okay.
And then, but, like, the cards themselves didn't have them yet. Because this is before they started putting them on all of the grade threes. Yeah. So, yeah, most likely they will just, like, continue putting the keywords on them because they have been for, like, most of them except Chronojet.
Right.
Because, like, Messiah, like, lock has always been Link Joker's mechanic, so obviously they all just lock themselves, and it was never a keyword.
Yeah.
Luard and Shiranui, they just gave Dominate and Ritual to them, so most likely, if we're following the same trend, and we can kind of follow patterns with Bushiroad a little bit, like, they will probably just give the keywords to them.
Yeah, circle goes in the circle hole, square goes in the square hole. Yeah, it has, like, led to this shitty online discourse of, I'm mostly noticing it on, like, Twitter and the Facebook Vanguard groups, is them being like, when's it going to be my turn with their thing of choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thavas, Loris, Sharhat. Meanwhile, me and Devlin Cassidy, shout out Dev, are sitting over here being like, they're just never going to do Big Belly, are they? And frankly, I don't care. I don't care if they don't do Big Belly, because Big Belly was a shitty Strider anyway. So what am I even complaining about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, as far as the current pattern goes, like, they just kind of keep going in a circle. So we now have our second Dark States one and our first Doakea one. Mm-hmm. They're probably not going to make a Lyrical one, because that involves acknowledging Loris exists. I guess there's also Cho-Chos, but Cho-Chos aren't real.
I always loved the idea of how Cho-Chos work, but it's so labor-intensive and so low impact.
Also, they already made Hazoret, which is the same thing.
Yeah.
But, like, based on the current pattern, I doubt Cho-Chos are going to be it, because, like, the G-Era revival stuff has all been focused on Loris. Like, she's the one with the keyword. Like, she was the first Strider that got featured in the anime a little bit.
Right.
Like, Cho-Chos were never relevant outside of their one TD.
Yeah. There doesn't really need to be... Okay, so Yu-Gi-Oh! Doesn't have an anime anymore. Hmm. Right? It's just manga?
Yeah.
So, to be tied to this cycle of, okay, we got to print cards that go with the anime. And I get that it's for advertisement purposes, but to kind of, it becomes like a thought-killing cliche almost, to just be in this rut over and over, doing the same thing over and over, where you go to the page and there's the original V series and now D series of whichever Strider you're going to have. All I'm saying is that the people at Bushiro just need to, like, do mushrooms or something. Get yourself out of this rut.
Yeah. Like, they've established a very... Like, I didn't like encounter cards when they first came out. I still don't really love them. Like, I think the way Bushiro supports encounter archetypes sucks, because they're largely relegated to promos.
Right.
And then there's other issues of, like, a lot of them were designed to either, like, need their specific clan or just, like, have a very weird play style that, like, doesn't fit well with more generic support.
Yeah, where it's just, like, trying to cram in whatever the old thing was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, we're gonna, you know, cram Ezreal into Keter Sanctuary. Your mileage may vary.
Yeah, so, like, Ezreal needing open circles means, like, to some extent, you're going to have to play, like, dedicated Ezreal support that can, like, open up the circles.
Yeah.
Right. Like Maelstrom needs either like tier dragons or more Aqua Force cards, and they're just not going to print more Aqua Force cards.
Right.
At least for the foreseeable future. So, you know, every time a tier dragon comes out, you're going to have to look at it like, okay, can I play this one in Maelstrom? No? All right. Not time for the next set.
I think it also bothered me because, like, Flagbird seemed to be the spiritual successor for Maelstrom, and then they brought back Maelstrom anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, you had an out there, and then you turned around, came up the off-ramp, and went back on the freeway. Like, why would you shoot yourself in the foot like that? I feel like if they were going to do, oh, this looks like Aqua Force for the Aqua Force players and for the people who didn't like Maelstrom, then do it with Thavas or something. I don't know if that's how they were going to be with it.
Yeah, and also, like, this feels like an annoying way for them to skirt the, like, once a year encounter support.
Right.
Because, like, they got when they got pushed back originally in set two, they were like, okay, you know, we're only going to do it once a year. And then, like, slowly but surely, they've been, like, creeping up the number of encounter supports by making these stride decks. And so now it's, like, a twice-a-year thing, right? Like, we're going to have, like, a classic series retrain, and then we're going to have, like, a stride deck encounter. And the stride decks have been very powerful because of how they designed the crest. And I can't imagine them changing it because Bushiroad likes its patterns. And then, what else was I going to say?
I don't know. I thought there was more to it.
There was going to be more to it, and then I lost my train of thought.
You know what? I can empathize with that because that happens to me at least 80 times a day. So that's
fine. Yeah, it's like they've skirted around like the once a year encounters, and okay, I think I've settled. Like they're gonna like keep going until like every clan is probably in standard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of reaching a point of like, okay, well, like why reboot the game?
Do you think that's the end game? Get enough things in standard where they can then be like, all right, premium's dead.
I mean, realistically, that wouldn't happen just because, like, they can't get rid of premium without, like, pissing people off. But, like, I imagine that's what they wanted, right? Like, in a world where, like, V didn't exist and we already have, like, retrains of every card.
Yeah.
But, like, the problem is like they used V as like a filler format while they worked on D, and now it feels like instead of encounter cards being like a special occasion, like they released on the 10th anniversary with things like Dote, Phantom Blaster, Overlord, and MLB, it's like, no, we're just gonna like keep making these now.
Yeah, and like I probably would have been okay if they just had those three at like you were saying, anniversary. That is perfect. That would have been great, and just left it at that. But no, they had to keep the train rolling. And again, I'm gonna keep saying this. I like Pale Moon. I like Harry. I have a Pale Moon bumper sticker on my car. And I just can't see why. Like,
and yet you won't take my Direful Doll deck from me.
I already have a Lutier deck that's sitting collecting dust while I wait for more support. So no. Also, I'm making what's his face, Quagmire, Blainmire. So gotta wait for that anyway. Just sit on it until it gets more support, like me with Lugier. I don't know. When this whole encounter card stuff was becoming a thing, or like they were doing more of them. Back in our Discord, which, by the way, if you want to join that, patreon.com/nexusatnight, only takes a buck, get access to the Discord. Anyway, I made like a Leopold ride line.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to like go through that real quick? Because Matt's not here and it won't piss him off.
I mean, sure.
All right. Well, first off, this guy, Gear Chronicle fan, is spouting off custom cards always like it's going out of style. Like he does not stop, and shout out to him because he does cool stuff. But so like the line is Silverwolf, auto on Van when it's placed, Soul Blast, choose a card from your drop zone, call it to rear. and then gets 4K till end phase and retire it. And then auto on rear, when this unit is retired during your end phase, you can put it on bottom of deck and countercharge one.
Yeah, I can still hear you.
I know. Grade 2 is Geograph Giant, so Big Panda. Auto on van, when this unit is placed, choose a grade 2 or less card from your drop zone. If it's an order, you can activate it without paying the cost. If it's a unit, you call it to rear. And then continuous on rear for Vanguard is great nature. It gets plus 8K, so kind of like the old one, the V1. So where it starts to get crazy is there's a set order that I made called After School Detention. It's grade 1, continuous. When this card is face up in your order zone, the player, get auto. When your rear guard is retired during the end phase, you may draw one card or put that unit on the bottom of your deck and countercharge one. So the idea is to stack multiples of these so you can plus super hard at end phase. And then Leopold, the grade 3, is auto on van. When this unit is placed, choose an after school detention set order from your deck or drop zone and put it in your order zone. And then auto on van, when this unit attacks, choose one rear guard for each after school detention in your order zone and give it plus 4K until end of turn. At the end of this turn, retire those units.
Mm-hmm.
And then... is there anything else? Oh, yeah. Coiling Duckbill. Auto on grade 1, auto on rear. When another rear guard is retired during your end phase, you can retire this unit. Choose a grade 2 or greater unit card from your drop zone and add to your hand. Monoculus Tiger, when it boosts a rear guard, Soul Blast, mill the top card and get an effect. If it's a normal unit, it's a battle door skill. If it's a trigger unit, the unit this card is boosting gets a crit until end of battle. And then if it's an order, you retire an opponent's rear guard. Binoculus is auto on rear. When it attacks, choose a rear guard for each after school detention, give it 4K, kill it at the end phase, and then auto on rear. At the end of the battle, this unit is attacked. If your Vanguard is great nature, counterblast one, retire this unit, choose a card from your hand and call it to rear. That one I got from Bannergarm Aurum, which I love to do in premium, where like I'll multi-attack by just kind of dropping stuff out of the hand. I hear that's not very popular among great nature players. So, call me weird.
Weirdo.
Thanks. Barcode Zebra, grade 2, 10K. Auto on rear, once per turn, when a set order is put into your order zone, counterblast one, choose a grade 2 or greater, grade 2 or less unit from your drop zone, call it to rear. Auto on rear, once per turn, when this unit attacks, you soul blast, put the top card into drop zone, gets plus 5K till end of battle. And then lastly, Magnet Crocodile. At the end of the battle that this attacked, you put it on bottom of deck and draw one. What do you think?
Yep, it sure sounds like great nature, except for the weird extra order that you decided to come up with.
I thought it'd be fun. I know set orders are kind of...
they're more of a brain gate thing.
Yeah,
but... like, I can't... also, like, Bushiro tends not to stray that far from, like, what the original cards did, unless you're Dimension Police exactly, apparently.
Dude, for real.
I mean, even that one still kind of gets you the same end result of what you would do if you were playing, like, Daiyusha, because, like, the end result is still a re-standing Vanguard that you would have gotten off of Commander Laurel. And then... like, you still get the power and the crit. You don't get nearly as much power, which is interesting. Yeah, you still get the crit and all that.
I know for, like, the original Leopold was, like, on attack, dope something. And then end phase, if it dies and you're in limit break, counterblast, call it back. And the V version was completely off the goddamn wall because they were like, all right, we're putting milling into this.
Yeah,
for some reason.
I doubt they're going to go with the V version. Like, they've kind of done a mix for things like Phantom Blast or Overlord.
Yeah. Sort of why I had Monoculus stay the way he was almost, but almost everything else stayed pretty, like, it, you know, kind of what it was. Barcode Zebra didn't plus you before. Oh, actually, it did. What am I saying? It used to be the check top card, call it, if it's grade 1 or 2. So there's the plus, and then it gets power when you mill something. Magna Crocodile is the one that differs because it was just like on attack plus 2k. So way back in the old country, you would dope it and then it's hitting for 16 on its own, which was a big deal back in pre-brake ride stuff.
Yeah. I still resent V for like changing all the power numbers.
Yeah, it definitely made it awkward.
I wish we went back. Just like pretend V never happened.
Like just have them try and gaslight us and
yeah.
Those V at the little V at the bottom, it's a misprint. Don't worry about it. You can come back and exchange it for this or that.
Yeah. No, well, it would have certainly helped the encounters. Like if the encounter cards were just like the original cards, right, like they do for the stride decks.
Yeah.
But without having to jump through the hoop of like the crest, right?
Mm-hmm. I guess what you would
like
just
that
do...
would have been that would have made for like an interesting thing because some of these cards are. Because a lot of the retrain cards are like really old too.
Yeah.
I don't think it would have worked for like the main deck cards like Dote, where it's like, no, the original Dote is like ancient on hit counterblast 2 persona blast to yeah. like restand. Like, come on.
Or like the original one was counterblast 3, give it 5k, and then when it hits something, you restand dry minus 1.
Yeah.
Which is like. Was kind of neat as a rear guard because you go kill, hit mm-hmm. Vanguard. But otherwise, yeah, it was just very out of date. I think putting 13k in the Persona Ride on some of the older cards might not have worked, but for others, sure. Also, like Limit Break would be something that they would have to contend yeah. with. Do we keep it? Do we get rid of it?
Yeah, like as nice of an idea as that might have been, like they're. That wouldn't have happened just because of like the logistics of it,
mm-hmm.
which is lame. Not that it stopped them for premium. I remember what I was going to say now. Like a lot of the cards they've been designing for the stride decks don't work in premium,
right? If you have the crest to do this, if you are what, yeah. like,
or they're just like too slow, right? Because, like, yeah. even if you took the crest requirement away from. All of the cards, half of them are like if you have two or more cards face up in the G zone, like yeah, that's real useful, thanks.
Yeah. I guess it is nice. So like in the version of Pale Moon I'm playing, it is the like the history shred, meaning mm-hmm. that if the crest is good enough or it gets like, you know, a second stride that's good enough, it might just make this better in premium. But mm-hmm. who knows? The only thing that I've really added to it recently was this guy. Because mm-hmm. it's a great rear guard. And you can...
Yeah, because it was like somewhat designed. It was designed for the stride decks, which had the unintended consequence of working for this.
Yeah.
But yeah, like they've deliberately designed cards in a way that like don't work as well in premium. Like you can play. Drag Driver, I guess, like with force markers and the like, it should be fine. But then Drag Strider is like a glory skill, which doesn't work nearly as well in premium anymore just because of all the like different alternative PGs that you have.
Mm-hmm. The Messiah one's all right in premium as like a one of.
Mm-hmm.
It's not gonna like change your lines most of the time. You just do the history stride and then usually. Just kill him.
Yeah.
And then if not, then you go into what's his name and shuffle their hand back and make them draw five. And then that kills them.
Yeah. It's just very frustrating that like the design of premium lately has just been so like lazy.
Yeah. Do you want them to die on first stride or not? Like at least with Yu-Gi-Oh, it's moved on to a point where they're like, okay, you should know what you're doing by the end of the first turn. Roughly. You don't have turns going like 6, 7, 8 turns like Goat format or even mm-hmm. Edison. So mm-hmm. Bushiroad seems to be waffling for premium at least between do we like is the history stride supposed to kill them or is it supposed to set up your other shit?
That's not what I mean. Like, I mean, like lately it just feels like they're only eroding cards. They're not printing anything new.
Ah, yes.
And like, you know, very rarely now are standard cards worthwhile in premium, which is like very annoying.
Energy blast this, energy blast that.
Like energy as a mechanic means that like, train of thought. Energy as a mechanic doesn't work in premium, so like there's just going to be this huge swath of cards that like just don't work in the format.
And then you just sit there and the format stagnates and what little promos come out that do something, and then you get sad.
Yeah, but it's like the same thing with encounter cards recently, right? Like so many of them are so like different, are just different enough from how the deck turned out in like V that, you know, now like the V support, like it doesn't mesh with the V support, and like the impact of gifts is still like too high to like not be playing them.
Yeah. I'm looking at the energy crest. And like there's a thing where like you may only have one ride deck crest in a ride deck. It seems to me that they could easily just make the energy crest in premium, because it's tied to the rules of the game, not a particular card. So why not just have it be like, when you ride over the zero, bam, there's your energy crest. Hell, you could use it to make standard cards a little better, where it's like, if they have the D in the corner and are grade one, they get plus 5k shield. You know? Like, to do something like that, that would make it easier, and especially for people in standard who are like, I'm curious about premium, to go, okay, so instead of this, you do this instead. Look at this crest. Look what that does. Yeah. And then that can get them to its to at least start thinking a little bit.
The
stride decks also are like getting them a little closer to premium. Yeah. Like just one little crest could change everything.
Lack of gift markers.
Yeah.
Like they have made gift markers too impactful to like not play them in premium.
Right.
So like the only way to fix that would be to like bridge the only way to like bridge the gap would be like things that make crest markers or like gift markers, right? And then you run into the problem of like what gift, I guess you'd have to tie it to like what clan is being played.
Right.
But even that is like, what if someone just ports an entire standard deck, then what?
I don't know what to tell you.
Like you'd have to make generic strides for every clan that could like give a gift, so that you could like play a premium, or so that you could play like a standard premium deck, a D premium deck. There we go.
Yeah, I know. Like you could play standard is the adjective, not standard is the name of the format. Yeah,
you could. Yeah, so you could play like a D premium deck, and feel less bad about not having gift markers.
Or because at least with the encounter stuff, you can port the history strides in because they go on top of those anyway. Shiranui notwithstanding, I think. But
no, I think Shiranui, they made it work with Oboro.
Oh, really? Okay, that's good.
Like Shiranui specifically does not work with the original one. So like the stealth fiend Shiranui. And then, like, I think in Japanese, there's, like, a different kanji for Oboro and Zanki. So they use that, like, specific different kanji to, like, delineate the two of them. So it only works with the dominate Shiranui's.
With Oboro. Got it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think the history stride specifically works with Oboro. And then the crest only works with the dominate Shiranui. So Oboro and Zanki.
Yeah. Like, I could... Okay, so, again, completely hypothetical. You release, like, all right, this is the transition set, stupid name. And it's just the stride deck, but you have this premium crest. You have two copies of the history stride included with the rest of that G-Zone. And then that's kind of it. Like, I don't really think you need to add much else in regards, like, maybe the Hearthem clones.
Yeah. No, we're going to retrain Limit Break archetypes 3 at a time, and you're going to like it.
Oh my god.
Those are coming out next month, I'm
pretty sure. I know. Don't even get me started.
Probably have a pack opening video for it. And me.
Okay. Well, yeah, thanks for listening. What what Strider do you hope they make a Stride deck out of in the comments below? If you want to support the show, patreon.com/nexusatnight. $5 a month or more, you get a whole ass bonus show with most of us, or all of us, talking about whatever. $10 a month, you, much like Darren Cole, Josh Jeremy, GR, Ali, or Tony, get thanked at the end of each episode, as well as getting your stuff a day early. Or if you just want to shoot us a buck, you get access to the Discord. So all that good stuff at Nexus at Night in all the places. You can find Matt, who is not here, but he's in our hearts and he's alive. So that's good. On Twitter at Widdums, 2 G's, 2 Z's. How about you?
You can find me at Plasma Eclipse.
Me at Atlas Novak in all the places. My YouTube channel, The Epileptic Comic, or my other podcasts, Generation Dan or Last Minute History. The newest episode of Last Minute History has us talking about Victorian era shoplifting gangs. It was ladies who would sneak into department stores and then be like, oh, we mustn't watch the women shop. And then they took all your silver. It's badass. Mm-hmm. So check that out either on Generation Dan's RSS feed or my or Generation Dan's channel. So thanks everybody for listening. And until next time, I was Atlas.
I'm Root Beer.
And have a good night, everybody.